From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamic State finance minister who was also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. At the Pentagon Friday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said that Iman's death is a big blow to the Islamic State.
The removal of this ISIL leader will hamper the organization's ability to conduct operations both inside and outside of Iraq and Syria.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels that was prompted by Thursday's arrest of a Frenchman in the Paris area suspected of plotting a new attack. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of continued U.S. support in the wake of Tuesday's attacks.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of two sites rocked by the bombings that left more than 30 people dead. This is VOA News. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protests if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. The influential cleric delivered the message through a representative during a sermon attended by tens of thousands Friday in Baghdad. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government and replace current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have a political affiliation by next week. His followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make those changes. Abadi has expressed concern the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced in February. Taliban suicide bombers have assassinated a senior army general and his bodyguard in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province. Afghan officials said Friday three gunmen with explosives strapped to their bodies entered the home of General Khan Aga in the Dand district, disguised as guests late Thursday. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Separately, at least seven police officers were killed in a suspected insider attack in Kandahar's Argandab district. The Taliban also claimed responsibility for that attack. Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. As Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem, commemorations there were held amid tight security.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying big wooden crosses. They made their way through the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, singing hymns and reading scripture as they visited the 14 stations of the cross. It was a sparse turnout this year in the wake of 6 months of violence. Jerusalem has been the focal point of a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police and soldiers were out in force. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For the first time since the start of the AIDS epidemic, it appears scientists are on the verge of a cure, actually eliminating the lethal virus from the body of infected individuals. Researchers have engineered a gene editing technique called CRISPR-Cas9 to cut the viral DNA out of immune cells. Scientists say that human clinical trials could get underway in another 2 to 3 years. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.